sign up for the ST Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.stexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with James Reinders, Director of Marketing of the Intel Software Products Division. Welcome, James.
Hi, glad to be here.
James, is parallel programming fundamentally more difficult than sequential programming?
No, it's not fundamentally more difficult, but it's definitely different. And that does mean that we need to think differently and we need updated and newer tools. If we use the tools commonly available today, parallel programming is definitely more difficult. That's one of the reasons that Intel's invested so much in bringing together solutions for the key challenges that developers will face as they do parallel programming.
Well, does parallel programming scale well?
Well, with some effort to think parallel, the answer is yes. Programmers will definitely want to think about parallelism as they update their programs and add new features to them. Scaling requires that a developer's thought about parallelism and that they've written their code in a scalable manner. So developers usually find parallelism in terms of lots of data, in which case they would split up the data among different threads, or lots of tasks, in which case you split up the task. Once you think in parallel and you know how you want to scale, experience has shown us that too much time is spent on thread management, way too much time. I've seen code with tons of thread management subroutines and calls put in it. If you write using explicit thread management code, you definitely would never agree with me that parallel programming isn't more difficult than sequential programming, because it really adds a lot of extra burden. Such experiences are frustrating, error-prone, and rarely scalable on more processors than you initially develop it on, because it just simply takes more time to work out the scalability. So the solution is to avoid writing explicit thread management code. You know, don't use Windows threads, don't use pthreads directly. Rarely do you need the extra flexibility that'll give you, and it creates a lot of issues. Instead, developers should take a hard look at well-tuned threaded libraries, using OpenMP and compilers that support that, or using new models such as the Intel threading building blocks. Now, I know that sounds a little self-serving, but if you don't like what Intel has to offer, please find something else, but try to avoid writing to native threads. You'll waste time. You won't end up with as scalable of an application. That's why I'm really excited about our new product, the Intel Threading Building Blocks, because we found a way to extend C++ for parallelism using templates and a highly tuned runtime library. And these templates work with most popular compilers, and the results in terms of scalability, productivity, reliability are quite remarkable. So the Intel Threading Building Blocks is worth taking a look at, and hopefully it'll inspire more opportunities, more scalable programs.
When you said that you had extended C++, by that did you mean you had actually made extensions to the language, or were you focusing just on the templates that you were referring to?
Yeah, we do it exclusively with the template facility that any C++ compiler will have, but it does it in a wonderful fashion that makes it look like part of the language, but it doesn't require a modified compiler.
Okay. One other question in that vein, what seems to be driving, from your perspective, what's driving the push for concurrency and parallel programming right now? Is it the multi-core processors that are coming on the market?
Definitely that's the big driver. We've got dual-core processors in the marketplace for about a year now, so there are certainly a lot of machines that can take advantage of parallelism out there already. Quad-core is not very far off, and we're going to continue seeing that trend in microprocessors. So developers that used to be faced with the problem that if they added parallelism, very few people would benefit from it, now will find that if they add parallelism to their application, that a very large number of users and growing every day will see a benefit from their application that's exploiting parallelism.
Well, thanks, James. For more detail, is there a website that listeners can go to?
Absolutely. I would encourage people to go take a look at intel.com/software. That's the Intel Software Network, and you can find information on our tools, training, contests, and can download things, including the Intel Threading Building Box, to give them a spin.
Great. Thanks for joining us today, James. For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
for the SD Expo mailing list. To receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog, go to www.sdexpo.com.